This is Michelle, straight from the A exclusive with Tariq Nasheed, aka King Flex, who just got through spitting from the Survival Scrolls at his Get Your Game Right tour in Atlanta.
Yes.
Mr. Nasheed, everything went pretty well. Did you?
We had a good time. It was fun.
Okay. I just met a gentleman out here.
One of my students.
One of your students.
Holler back, man. Holler at me tonight.
One of your students just tried to hit on me.
What did he say?
Well, first of all, you know, he took a picture with you. You know, he asked me if I could send it to you and everything, which is all good.
Okay.
But, you know, I asked him, did he learn anything at your seminar? He said he listens to your podcast all the time, and I can't stop laughing. That he's 57 years old. He was just giving me all his stats. You tell them they got to be up front with confidence.
Yes.
He's 57 years old. He got a wife and a side piece. I'm just telling you what he told me. That's why my cousin and my friend had to have me hemmed up in the car.
The old school, when they let you know.
He said, I got a wife and a side piece. He was trying to give me his home address. I said, can I just email you? He was like, send it to me. Here's my home address. I didn't want it, but.
Whoa, that's old school.
Is this what you're teaching these people?
I didn't see it. But that's old school, though. Back in the day, they had to let you know. Like, there ain't no MySpace. We ain't creeping. I got a wife. I got a woman on the side. I'm going to put you on the team. That's that old player shit. You got to respect it, though. You might not be down.
I respect it. But you're teaching these young boys too much.
But they got to learn.
They got to learn.
I don't teach them, again, as you notice, I don't teach them to be scandalous. I don't teach them to be deceptive. I like
that you preach confidence. I like that. That's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of other things. What I really want to know is your status. I want to know what's up with Tariq.
Oh, right? Got to put my business out here.
Because, you know, everybody knows I have a crush on you. You're my internet crush. You're like my husband in my head. You know, I'm divorced, so, you know, you kind of remind me of him. So, you know, that's a whole other story.
Yo, what's up with you? What happened with your husband? What happened with your husband?
I got married young and divorced later. That's all that happened.
How old were you when you got married?
21.
Wow, that was young. They wanted to get married so young. Did you have kids by the time?
No.
Good.
I loved in him. We both were broke. We had cars. We did everything. We had nothing. But I loved him.
Y'all were like James and Dan.
Yes. Exactly. But, you know, I grew out of that, and I got a whole bunch of stuff now, but that's a whole nother open. But I want to know about you. I want to know, you know, what your status is, what you're doing.
I'll make it do what it do. I'm going to give you my Hollywood answer. You know, my work takes up a lot of my time, and I'm married to my career right now.
Oh, okay. That's the Hollywood answer. Okay. So you don't have a special someone.
I have things on me. You know, there's things that accumulates in a man's life from time to time. But I do have a significant other.
Okay, I'll let you off the hook, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Exactly.
So, since you've been in Atlanta, have you had a good time?
Man, I had a ball out here in Atlanta. Love Atlanta. Atlanta's my second home. But again, things have changed in Atlanta. There's a lot of
crackheads. How long has it been since you've been here?
It's been like 10 years since I've been here.
Okay.
And there's a lot of crackheads. Really young crackheads. I've seen like teenage crackheads in Atlanta.
Yeah, I need to give you one tip, though.
Yeah.
Everybody know you're not from here, that you're a tourist when you call underground the underground.
Oh, okay.
This is like, you know, how they call prom the prom, and you know that you're 50. You're going to the prom next year, you know, everybody now call it prom. Now they call it underground.
Oh, okay.
I had to tell you that because I thought that was funny.
When I went down there, it was like some shit from my mom.
Yeah, underground is awful. Nobody goes to underground. It's scary. And I used to work like on top of there, so I know.
I mean, really, literally, cats was walking up to me, man. You trying to buy something, you want to buy something, you want. I mean, they're some of the most unsavvy drug dealers I've ever seen in my life.
So where else did you go?
I went to Lenox Square Mall.
Okay.
Now, back in the day, when I went to Lenox Square Mall, it was like supermodels in there. It was so many queens.
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
You know, my gay friend that I drug here with me, the first thing he told me is, what kind of seminar is this? You know, I see a bunch of my people in here. But that's Atlanta, and that's scary, and, you know, it's terrifying, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't knock the hustle, but I'm just, it's funny to see how cultures and things have just shifted.
Yeah, Linux.
Yeah, Linux is, you know,
that's
my.
I gotta change my name, but yeah.
It's Feebalicious, Bootalicious, there's all types of licious going
on. So where else did you go? Like,
I went to Green Brown Mall.
Oh, that's my spot, that's where I grew up. Yeah, okay.
I went to Green Brown Mall.
You didn't see a bunch of queens out there, though.
No, I didn't. I saw some the CD hustlers shouted by my CD. It was a gang of shouted by my CD.
Okay, what about the women on the south side?
The women, a lot of them look like they could be strippers, but the application didn't go through.
Okay. I mean, it was cold and they didn't have on their clothes.
Oh, man. They just had that, you know, I'm waiting on my strip application to go through. I'm waiting on a call back from Onyx. They had that look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The wannabe strippers. Not quite. But we went to South DeKalb Mall and it was real cool over there.
Oh, you just hit up all the malls.
We hit all the malls.
Okay. You've been buying a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, because you know what? I got off the plane. I had on my little hoochie nigga Eric Benet linen suit thinking that I'm still in LA. And
you didn't have no thumb sandals between your toes, did you? You went?
I didn't have a tongue ring and a nipple ring.
Okay, I just need to make sure.
But man, that Atlanta has a sneaky ass kind of cold.
Yeah, because last week it was 80.
Yeah.
So we just woke up one day and it was 30 degrees.
You got the one that'll be sunny, then then you step out and that Vicks vapor rub wind just tear all this.
Yeah, you got a layer because it'll be cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon, and then it gets cold as soon as the sun go down.
Atlanta's weather is sneaky as hell, so I had to go to all these spots to find some gear.
Okay.
And but I love Atlanta.
So did you go out?
Yeah, we went to
I'm scared. Okay. Did you go there last night?
Yeah, we went there last night.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Somebody asked me to come out there, and I didn't go.
You should have went. It was real nice up there. Okay. It was real nice. Before that, I went to the Underground. No, what's that? The Uptown Comedy Spot.
Okay. Yeah.
And met some friends up there, and that was pretty much it. I'm not really, I don't like club hopping too much.
Are you going out tonight?
I might.
What's tonight is Lucky Food Lounge.
I've been hearing a lot about Lucky Food Lounge.
Yeah. So
Wednesday night.
No, actually, it's not. It's like a sushi bar / high upscale restaurant where people go on Wednesday nights to chill, and it's like the celebrity spot on Wednesday. So, you know, you might see and be seen, and some photographer out there. I normally get the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, we
got
to mess with that, Jim.
But I'm so happy to meet you.
When are you coming out later,
Bridget? I've never been, but I might need to come.
You
got to
come out there with me and kick it. I'm going to show you around Beverly Hills and my little stomping spots in Malibu and all that good shit. You never been to L.A.?
No, I never been. The one time I was going, my best friend used to live there, and then she moved to New York, and now we go to New York all the time. So, I don't have a reason to go.
Oh,
I go everywhere else, but, you know, yeah.
How you like New York?
I like it a lot. It's just dark and dirty sometimes, but, you know, you have to walk everywhere. You know, in Atlanta, we're spoiled. We drive everywhere.
Cats in New York be like, man, we're going to this place on the street, and these niggas walk 20 blocks.
Yes.
I'll be having cab cramps.
Up and down the street, round the corner. Can we get on the subway? So anyway, but it was really nice meeting you. I'm such a fan. So
glad you came out.
Thank you.
A lot of folks, because Atlanta is a weekend town. A lot of folks are like, damn, I want to come. I got to work. I want to come. I got to work. Next time I come here, we're going to do it on the weekend.
Okay, that'll work. And I will be there.
Yes, indeed.
And I definitely support Straight From A. I always support Straight From A.
That's my baby.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.